7:22 on a Wednesday morning. Joining us now in our studios, Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell and City Administrator Ben Martig. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Great.
Good. You look pretty chipper and happy for this early in the morning.
Not
you so much, Ben, but.
Thank you.
The weather out there is just really kind of fun. I encourage people to get out and get
out. When was the last time it rained?
Yeah.
We had any rain at all. It's been, I think it was 2020.
Maybe not, but yeah.
We have you in here, of course, every Wednesday. There's no council meeting last night, but there's a lot of things for us to talk about because you're coming to the end of the year, which means the tax levy is going to be approved, budgets are going to be approved, and we want to talk about a couple of areas. We can't probably get it all in one 10-minute segment, but we'll see what we can do. We want to talk about economic development and a couple of new positions that the city is looking to fill. We'll start off with by saying you have the budget is not approved yet. The tax levy is not approved yet, but it's expected to be a week from today, a week from now, be final, or actually a week from yesterday. And within that, there are a couple of positions. Explain what you're looking for.
Yeah. So just as an overarching perspective here, I mean, one of the reasons why we developed the strategic plan in the first place is so that we can give that high-level, policy-level direction, right, on the things that are most important for us as a community to be moving forward. And then the benefit of that is to then connect it with the financial resources, which includes people, to be able to advance that vision on behalf of the people of the community. And so that's where you see in the budget here this year, there are two key positions really focused on growing revenue for the community.
All right, and what are those positions?
Yes, we have basically within the Community Development Department, a position that will be focused really on growing the city tax base. We don't have the title yet kind of identified for it, but we have an Economic Development Director currently. This would be adding to that, and then it would free up that director to kind of focus on some other things as well. So that's one of the positions. The other one's really a planner position that would be combining so the duties that the city had been contracting with the Northfield Downtown Development Corporation, which I think has been in existence since probably 2000, maybe, or something like that.
Turn of the century, right.
But that was basically a halftime position. So looking at really kind of bringing that in-house into the city and then adding some other duties like responsibilities around like Heritage Preservation Commission and some other planning duties, which is important to facilitating development efficiently too. With the current loads and activity that we have, our city planner is really swamped, and so that will take some of that burden off of them too, and really kind of focused on the downtown. And we've been in conversations for a long time with the development Downtown Development Corporation on that. So those are kind of what the two focus of the positions would be.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the need for that. We're looking at a double-digit increase in the portion of the property taxes this year that residents pay. And a big reason is because of the commercial tax base and the industrial tax base. Really haven't done a whole lot of growing over the course of the last, 21st century, or really, we've always been kind of far behind as far as the industrial goes. Let's talk about that. Maybe, Ben, maybe you could explain that a little bit, where that comes from.
Yeah, so one thing as we talk about that levy that people might not be familiar with too, and I've talked about it a lot, is that when you look at our comparable cities, the total city dollars, $11.8 million that are being proposed next year to run the city government for our parks, our police, our community development department, library services, is really on the lower end of our peer cities. So that might be surprising to some people who think we might be high there and have seen some increases over the past several years. But another component of that is the rate of taxes that we all pay, like homeowners, is actually a little above the average. And the reason behind that is we all pay in a portion to pay that $11.8 million, which is a fixed dollar amount that the council sets, based on the value of your home that the county assessor sets, and then the state of Minnesota sets the tax rates for all the different properties, we all, in effect, are a cooperative paying in to run these services that we all use on kind of spread out all amongst us. And so despite that data kind of showing that Northfield will remain the lowest in our property tax of our peer cities, that rate, again, is important and it's high. And when you look, when you're talking about industrial and commercial development, industrial in particular, Northfield is quite a bit lower, about $93.1 million in industrial value, lower than the average. So we're about at 23% of the average of our peer group cities when you look at that industrial. Now, there is quite a bit of a spread among some of those cities where you have some that are pretty minimal in industrial and some that have quite a bit more. But one of the things that come into consideration with that is that when I talked about that rate of taxes paid, commercial and industrial pay basically double what residential pays. So not only do they often have a higher valuation that helps pay those tax bills for the infrastructure that we need for the services we enjoy, but also they pay a much higher rate of taxes as well that kind of keeps that burden down. So that's why I think from a healthy community standpoint, it's important to kind of look at your tax base and try and have a mix to really keep balance to provide the services that you need.
Yeah, do we have a go ahead, Mayor.
Yeah, I just wanted to add on to that, and I think that was a really great explanation. I think people, just normal everyday people, you're going about your business, you don't know and understand the effect of the benefit of ensuring that you have a balance within your community of residential homes, commercial, industrial, our downtown, our education industry, and our hospital are really major economic drivers, but they don't necessarily pay like an industrial property would be on property taxes. And so if you look at over the past 10 years, the property tax value increase over the past 10 years has increased over $2 million for residential homes, but only $451,000 for commercial and industrial. And so when you look at that, there's clearly a difference there. And the effect that that has is it's shifting more of the burden on our residential properties, and we really don't want to do that. And so looking at a measured Northfield type business and industrial growth is really what we want to focus on here to make sure that we stay financially strong and keep moving forward for the community and over the long haul.
And working towards that goal, getting back to the two new hires and maybe some changing of the way you do things at City Hall, and I should say just within the position of personnel. How are they? Will we now have a recruiter? I guess is that will the community planner, will that be a more of a recruiting position for businesses? Is that what you'd like to see?
We're working through that specifically, but I would say that, you know, economic development doesn't happen overnight. Recruitment is part of it. So part of the portfolio is, can you try and recruit in new businesses and attract them to our community? Certainly the bread and butter, I think, on economic development strategies is around growing your own. We know Northfield can be competitive. We've got great examples. Aurora Pharmaceutical, our economic development authority, has offered tax increment financing assistance on their continued expansion of their business. Allflex, we worked with the state of Minnesota, I believe, with them on some work. We also know, you know, over the years, post-consumer brands, Cardinal Glass, Taylor Trucking, we're doing some highway improvements to try and work with Taylor Trucking so that they can remain competitive to get connected. So those are important to work with your own businesses to make sure that you are providing them opportunity and assistance to grow. But yes, you do want to also be looking at identifying if there's some opportunities. Northfield is actually really well positioned, obviously, on the south of a major metropolitan area just south of it. Sometimes it can be actually beneficial to be just outside of that area. And we're very close to the interstate. I know for some people, they think, well, we're 6 miles. Well, yeah, many communities would love to be situated where we are and have two world-class colleges in town that has really extremely high-level workforce right here in the community. So the city's got a lot of strategies. In fact, the city a number of years ago, I still reference it, did an economic development strategy study. And there are some great ideas in that, and we just don't have the time with the staff that we have to do some of those things. This will really free that up to really, on the one economic development position in particular, free some of that time up with our other person who is kind of assisting across the department on other, you know, housing, workforce housing and things that they're assisting with on TIF and other things that the EDA is working on as goals. But yes, really, the council was very clear, getting back to your question, Jeff. How do you grow the tax base itself, which basically means buildings kind of going up and creating that value for the community?
I guess we're following a little further along that road, and we're probably getting away from this year's hires and everything. But, you know, about 10, 15 years ago, we annexed 500 acres out on the northwest corner of town. To date, there hasn't been a whole lot of development in that. We do have the Benedictine, and we do have also the Cancer Center out there. But a lot of open space. Is that ready to go now? Is part of our economic plan, do we have to build some infrastructure out there? Or what is a more intermediate term goal for that area?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jeff, and thanks for identifying that. I think, I was on the council when that happened and advocating for that. But I think what we didn't have as a council and as a community was a unified vision on what to do with that area out there. And I think we have that now. We know that strong, dense contiguous growth is what I say. And I think that's where we've got agreement, is if you do smart development, not just sprawl. And that's where I think people were really concerned with that 530 acres. So is there a more measured approach? And I think there is. And I think we've got unified vision on behalf of our staff and our city council to be able to move that forward. So I'm really looking forward to that. And I know our staff are looking at, I think you had asked, do we have the necessary infrastructure to support even our hospital and the Benedictine, the development that is there now? I think that's something that we're really looking at.
We do also, Jeff, to add to the mayor's comments, we do have some existing industrial areas that do have infrastructure currently served. South on Highway 3, kind of down where MnDOT is building new maintenance facility, there are some properties down there. And then also off of Armstrong, the road there is as well. However, you also need to have owners that are willing to sell property and are at probably reasonable competitive prices. So we also want to work to do those infill existing ones where we already have the infrastructure, try and build relationships with those owners, try and see if we can find ways to help facilitate and really fill those in, as the mayor talked about, that contiguous. But we also have to be looking to the future to know, too, that you need multiple options. And so we want to make sure that the city has some ability to grow as well, and that we have multiple options, not just kind of one to choose from.
Yeah. All right. Once again, Ben Martig, city administrator, with us, along with Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell. Let's talk about some of the other positions, I guess, that you have. There are a number of positions that you're going to be voting on next week as far as that budget goes. I don't know how many there are, but there are. Six or eight or somewhere in that range?
Yeah. Maybe first, Jeff, if you wouldn't mind, maybe just a little bit more time on the NDD, our other community development position. Maybe if we could talk about that planning one first, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, let's finish up on that.
So maybe I'll start it off here, just that, we've had a really good relationship with the Northfield Downtown Development Commission, and we've been looking at ways that they've seen turnover in that position and challenges there, and we've kind of worked for, they've really embraced the Main Street America program, which I think has really been helpful to structure kind of a strategy around the downtown and creating a healthy downtown effort related to that within some kind of key pillars, as they call it: design, economic vitality, promotions. The city really has the core responsibility of that economic vitality component of it. We're talking about that with economic development, and we do parks and we do some of the infrastructure downtown. We've been looking to say, is there a way where we can kind of combine forces here a little bit more to get a more of a full-time position? Hopefully we can retain people for a longer period of time, which is really important to get things done and then move them along. And then also some of the synergies of working with kind of staff on having in-house connections to the different departments related to our, like I was talking about, engineering, parks, our arts people are all kind of in-house. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at combining those two positions with some others, and I think that one's going to be really powerful. And I think it really speaks that the fact that we're really on the same page with the NDDC and kind of moving this ahead. I think it's a real great opportunity, and excited about the future of the downtown, riverfront enhancement, which is kind of connected with that, and how we kind of can continue to build off of that as a strategy as well.
Is now the NDC, the executive director position, will no longer be funded, and that'll be part of the city position. Are they still a thing, the NDDC? Are they still around, and will they be around without without the funding? I don't know if that's yours to answer or not, but what do you know about that?
I would say yes and yes to that. Mm-hmm. I think they've got some really great volunteers, and you want to build off of that strength. One of the strengths of Northfield, obviously, is the volunteer power and in can-do attitude of this community, and you really need that to continue to happen. They're kind of, as they're going through this process, evaluating where what their role might be, but they would still they still have a future to exist. We need to have some responsibility under the Main Street program designation. They'll need to be there. They've taken on some things around event planning within the downtown corridor. The block party stuff was new this last year. That'll probably be a focus, and then continuing to find ways to help bring in additional resources through grants and donations are obviously things they'll be helping with as well.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I just wanted to add on to that, too. We are just so grateful for the work of the NDDC that they've done over the years. And to the point that, you know, attracting good quality people, they've been able to do that, but they've only been able to offer really a halftime position, and at only 20 hours a week, you're just getting started, and we are really focused on growing that, and you can do that more so when you have a staff person that's located right within City Hall, 40 hours a week, coordinating right there, finding the synergies with the city staff that are right there within City Hall, and just really excited about the potential mm-hmm. to see that really move forward in a much more substantial way, but really appreciative, too, of the work, the dedication that the NDDC has done over the many years, and the different executive directors that they've had. They've done a wonderful job for us as a community, and just really looking forward to maintaining that strong partnership, but moving it forward in a much more substantial way.
Well, I said at the beginning of the interview that we're not going to have time to get to everything, but we got quite a bit taken care of today, and we're out of time. So I want to thank you both for coming in today. We certainly appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff.
All right, thanks, Jeff. Hopefully you can get out and enjoy the weather.
Yeah.
We are.
Beautiful day today. That's Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell, City Administrator Ben Mardick. Rich is coming up in 1 minute.